You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 02.13.2024. Current time is 06:06 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning. It's time to do the Fireman Rich audio podcast, Morning Coffee, and get it going and get it started. Good morning, folks. Yes, we're up and about, and we're getting our day started here with a hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD, and how we all doing? Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast Morning Coffee, and it would not be a Morning Coffee audio podcast if we didn't have the coffee. I have a cup right in my hand right here, first cup of the day. Tasting very good, so I hope everybody is doing good. This is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters app on the LG Stylo 5 Android track phone, and we're getting the day started here, working towards the weekend, as I like to say. We had the live stream broadcast yesterday over there on Twitch, and now we're doing the audio podcast Tuesdays, and we'll be doing one Thursday, too, I guess. As far as that goes, next Tuesday we'll be doing the Mixcloud broadcast where I present 8 songs on the Mixcloud platform for the Tioga Radio Show. And let's back out the intro music. And it's good to be here doing the audio. Of course, I do have some news. I'm not too happy with it, but I don't have control over it, but I have to deal with it. And what it pertains to is the Spotify for Podcasters app and probably the Spotify for Podcasters app webpage, to where there's a possibility. There's going to be some changes coming up, and they're not going to take place until June. So Spotify is giving fair warning. Of course, the Spotify for Podcasters app is the old Anchor app, and I have made hold back on saying that it's a fantastic app. I love it the way it is, but there's going to be changes. There's always changes of some sort. So they're going to be doing some changes, and it could affect the audio podcast in a sense that, will I still be able to post my audio here? Right now, the only changes that I see is that the app and probably the web page, you're not going to be able to record audio. And I'm not sure if they're going to have an upload only. And if it's an upload only, I can deal with that. That's no problem. I can use the phone, or I can use Audacity on the web page, on the PC and such. But it's a nice feature on the app that may be going away. And not too happy with that. But the thing is, I can understand, I fully understand and really respect Spotify, because it is a great app, and change is always inevitable as far as that goes. So I just want to give and I'll be keeping you all updated as far as that goes, where we want to stay here on Spotify. It's just a matter of uploading the podcast, audio podcast, as far as how the mechanics and workflow work with that. But I think for all intents and purposes, this came out just in the last several days. And I did get a pop-up on my Spotify for Podcasters app saying that that feature, along with one other, will probably be discontinued when they update the app in June. So it'll be I got to mark that on my calendar, too. Because I love the app. The app is great as far as it's a portable studio. It's still a portable studio because you got record capability on your phones, whatever phone you use, iOS or Android. I use Android, the Samsung A24 5G model. That's the up. Well, no, I'm sorry. That's my new phone. But I have recording on that. But I also have recording on the LG Stylo 5, my previous active cell phone, smartphone, but it's just a Wi-Fi only device now. So these phones, they have recording capability, and it's just a matter of, will I be able to upload it from the phone and stuff? That's you know, it's a simple detail, which they just said that they're gonna take away the recording and the editing portion of the app, as well as on the web page, I think, too. So they do have a feature where if you have a, say, a live stream broadcast, like I live stream on Twitch Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, that if you have a recording of that, you can upload it on the web page, and it scrapes the audio. So that might be something I might have to go to continue the Fireman Rich audio podcast Morning Coffee on Tuesdays and Thursdays, because I still want to do the audio podcast. I really like and enjoy doing audio, and it's just once I find a place to be at, I like being there. So I don't think that might, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. I'm trying not to get too anxious about it and stuff like that, and just consider what it is. And it's Spotify's sandbox, and I have to respect that. And just to let you all know as far as that goes. So it'll be interesting to see. We're going through another change. We went through quite a few of these changes back in the day as far as when all apps, but you know, it seems like there's another, not really any real other platforms that I really look at, that I have looked at audio wise, because I've been so content with the Spotify for Podcasters app, previously known as the Anchor app, as far as that goes. And but we'll see. But currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, we have a temperature of 32 degrees Fahrenheit, which equates to 0 degrees Celsius. Well, it's still winter. We still got about another, winter, or spring is coming early, according to the groundhog. The little rodent there down in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, said that we're going to have an early spring, which is in about 4 weeks, I believe. And so we're going to, it shaved off 2 weeks. Normally it's he doesn't see the shadow, or did see the shadow. I don't know how it works, but when the, whatever that little rodent does, it says, oh, 6 more weeks of winter. It's when it sees its shadow, I believe. Yeah. It gets scared and runs back in the hole. This time the groundhog was staying outside playing, so I guess it didn't really, its shadow didn't scare it back into the hole there. So I guess that's how it works. But we're still in winter, and we did not get any snow storm this morning, which was, it was on again, off again the last couple of days as far as that goes. It looks like, according to the Doppler, all the real weather is just south of us in Pennsylvania and along the eastern coast from New Jersey going up into Long Island, New York, up to Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts that way. So they got snow there. And but here, it's not snowing. It's just we got considerable coldness, which is, of course, expected when you have a 0 degree Celsius temperature, 32 degrees Fahrenheit. A few flurries or snow showers. I don't think we'll get that because there's nothing over us right now, according to the Doppler, what I'm looking at right now. High of 39, which is going to be pleasant. So winds out of the north by northwest. Well, it might be a little cooler than that because the winds are 10 to 20 miles per hour. So that always drives the temperature down a little bit. Sun will be rising this morning at 07:06, which is in about, let's see, it's 51 minutes, about another 51 minutes from now at 7:06 a.m. The sun will be rising, and it will be setting later today at 5:35. Again, another minute there, folks, as far as from yesterday. It was 5:34, I believe, yesterday. So it's 5:35 p.m., and it is quite noticeable that a little bit of extra sunlight that we're getting. So we're moving towards spring, folks. Another 4 weeks. Let's see. Our thought for the day and quote comes from I think a really good actor. I like him, and that's Michael J. Fox. Michael Andrew Fox, known professionally as Michael J. Fox. His first middle name is Andrew, but Michael J., I wonder what J. stands for, is an American and American activist and retired actor, beginning his career as a child actor in the 1970s. He rose to prominence portraying Alex P. Keaton on the NBC sitcom Family Ties, and that word, their family, is key to Michael J. Fox's quote that we're going to have. But he was Alex P. Keaton in Family Ties. But I think he's most notably known for Marty McFly in the Back to the Future film trilogy. And it is a trilogy because there's like three or four of them. And they're all – I like the first one. The first one was fantastic. It just was really funny, ahead of its time, I guess, and as far as that goes. But – Michael J. Fox's quote and our thought for the day goes as follows. Family is not an important thing. It's everything. Michael J. Fox. Very powerful there. Makes you feel like, oh, wow, that's not important. No, it's more than important. It's everything. It's a very, very important as far as that goes. It's just, I don't know where I would be if I didn't have the family that I have right now. I'd be a lost soul in a sense. I'd be, I often say that I was at that crossroads when I started dating the missus. If I didn't get married and I went the other way, I probably wouldn't be here today because I was pretty ballsy, I guess, back in the day and some of the stuff I did. And some of the stupid stuff I did, I guess that's a young person there. But Michael J. Fox's quote, family is not an important thing. It's everything. Everything encompasses. And we could always do more for our family when we can. But sometimes we're limited with the resources we have at hand to help our family. And that's a sad thing. But they always say family comes first. Family is the bedrock of anyone's particular life as they kick the can down the road. That's the way I look at my outlook. I'm not sure if that's your outlook, but I think you would tend to agree family is everything in a sense that it's what one of the primary things that gets us up in the morning and stuff like that to make sure family's being taken care of. And we extend our love to our family members and we receive love from our family members. And that is just very important. It is everything as far as that goes. So thank you, Michael J. Fox. And like I said, it ties in with Family Ties and we're going. Let's reset the audio. Okay, we reset the audio. but it is everything as far as that goes. And we want to thank him. To tie into Family Ties as far as that particular show, which I watched, was a really pretty interesting show to watch. And that show was, again, it was explained the how family is everything in your life. It should be, as far as that goes. All right, thank you, Michael J. Fox. He's one of the few quotes individuals that we quote here that is still alive and kicking. So we wish him the best, and as far as that goes. Let's see, our national days today. We have a full slate. We got six of them. Let's see, we have, what's this, Galantini's Day? Now there's a Knights out on the gals. Knights. Let's see, Fascinetta Day. I guess we're supposed to be getting into the fasting for, what is it, the Palm Sunday or whatever, the Catholic thing that they do as far as fasting for a while there. No And not fasting, but you can't have meat or something like that for 6 weeks or something like that, 8 weeks. We have Pekazandi Day before Ash Wednesday. Oh, okay. So is it Ash Wednesday tomorrow? Oh, yes, it is Ash Wednesday. It's also Valentine's Day tomorrow. That's tomorrow. So Ash Wednesday, a big major day for the Catholic Church, as far as that goes. So I guess it's you sort of fill up, because after Ash Wednesday, you can't be eating certain things. We'll see. Let's see. National Cheddar Day. Oh, I like cheddar. Cheddar's good. Fat Tuesday. Okay, yeah, Fat Tuesday. So all it looks like the theme on three of these so far, it's pertaining to Ash Wednesday tomorrow. To, you know, Fat Tuesday, you eat up and you do your party and stuff like that. And that's why I'm going with this one. National Pancake Day at IHOP, as far as that goes. Who doesn't like a good pancake? National Pancake Day. Every year at the end of February and the beginning of March, National Pancake Day raises money for charity. IHOP restaurants began National Pancake Day back in 2006. Since that day, they've raised close to $30 million for charity. In 2024, IHOP is celebrating National Pancake Day on February 13th. People from around the country will once again celebrate, enjoy free pancakes at IHOP restaurants. Guests are asked to consider leaving a donation. So it's hashtag NTL Pancake Day, and also known as Johnny Cakes, Griddle Cakes, Hot Cakes. This batter made breakfast item dates back to the more than 30,000 years ago. In fact, it may be the oldest breakfast food in history. They're delicious with whipped cream, maple syrup. I like the maple syrup, fruit and berries and all that, whipped cream and all that. So get a good day started with a stack of pancakes. That's what the national day is today. This is one thing I forgot. I'm looking down my list and I forgot to pick our interesting story. So just bear with me for a little bit. We do have one here that I can look at. Let's see it. Let's go with this one, because we did have the Super Bowl, and in the Super Bowl, the San Francisco 49ers lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're going to go with most Americans say the best part of the Super Bowl is not the actual game, and let's see, is this referring to the commercials and stuff? Let's see what this has to say. Yeah, we just had the Super Bowl Sunday, so let's go with this one. According to an American survey of 2,000 Super Bowl watchers, 40% look forward to attending or hosting a party for the big game rather than simply watching at home. But they often spend little time in front of the TV. The overall average viewing time watching the actual athletes was just 29 minutes out of the 3 hours official broadcast. I could say I watched a game. Okay, it was a very good game. It did go the way I wanted, but it went to overtime, and that's the only second time, I think, in Super Bowl history that a game has gone to overtime. The number was dragged down by nearly one-third of respondents, 29%, who spent time in front of the snacks and food table than anywhere else. 9% admit they are unlikely to know which teams are playing in the February 11th game this past Sunday. Well, the missus knew who was playing, and we were both rooting for San Francisco, but did not happen. But when asked who won last year's Super Bowl, one-third were able to correctly identify the Kansas City Chiefs as the reigning champions. And I guess if there's less people that are watching, they kept on saying how they won it last year. It was going to be a repeat, I guess, for them. Besides the athletes' play, the survey conducted by OnePoll on behalf of, who's this, Charbroil, revealed these items more. The three items, more importantly, 55% say they look forward to the halftime show, which I'll tell you right up, and I talked about this yesterday on the live stream broadcast. It was okay. to good. Usher did not really, he was an entertainer. I'm not into that genre of music, but it was entertaining and it was okay. I think Apple TV, they try and build it up as a spectacular event, which you hope it to be, but it was an entertaining, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, no problem. No problems as far as quirks that may have developed during the Super Bowl, like Super Bowls pass. Let's see, 45% are eager to see the commercials. That's a big one right there. They were pretty good this year. And 40% like the drinks, while 38% say they want to see the competition on the field. So it's split among those three things. Pro tip, if you are attending a party, more than three quarters, 77% agree that it's rude to stand and talk in the same room that people are watching the game. Move to the kitchen. There we go. Kitchen is the talking area. Americans take their Super Bowl party seriously. When hosting a viewing party, respondents typically spend about 8 days planning the menu, inviting guests, and preparing. And I think that's like any party, really. 31% are likely to spend more time planning the Super Bowl party than for a holiday celebration. 24% for a holiday celebration, and our graduation party is 8%. So yeah, because there's a lot of fun foods that you can bring into a party as far as that goes. Let's see, Super Bowl, fully 77% believe that the food and snacks are imperative to a Super Bowl experience. It's not just pizza and wings now. The best game time party foods are reportedly chips, 55%. Dips at 50%, hot dogs 42%. That's a good one. Pizza, of course, 39%, and hamburgers 37%. You know, you got to get that grill going in the backyard during the wintertime for the Super Bowl, sort of a parking lot party there. And for all that goes into the festival, the feast, the average respondent will start cooking 5 hours before game time and ideally need three people to help them. This sounds like a Thanksgiving feast here as far as that goes. That's interesting. Let's see. What elements specifically make up the perfect Super Bowl? Super Bowl snack? That's interesting. 64% say that menus sometimes mean something relevant to the game, such as Philly cheesesteaks for the Eagles, who play last year, barbecue in support of Kansas City this year, and sourdough bread for San Francisco. I'm not too much into that, relating the snacks to the particular teams. Let's see, Super Bowl snacks. Snacking is all about the unique twist, and 43% of the fans are craving something out of the ordinary this year, from classics like wings to the on-trend smash burger. They invite everyone to make a Super Bowl spread one to remember. As far as what's this smash burger? It's just a regular hamburger, but you smash it now. So I guess Super Bowl gatherings are about celebrating the highs and lows of the big game with good friends and good food, says Tom Penner, CEO of Charbroil, who did this survey. So that's interesting. I had a good time with the missus. We sat there. I had one beer. We didn't have any snacks because the game is on too late. That's the other thing I talked about yesterday. I guess I could talk about here that the Super Bowl game now starts, and it has for the last several years, starts at 6 o'clock, 6:30. It's right after the dinner time to get that prime time. It is a prime time sporting event. But I think I liked the Super Bowl when it was in the afternoon. Of course, the Super Bowl was in Las Vegas, so They started at 3 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock here. This is a 3-hour difference. So it seems like, let's see, next year's Super Bowl will be in New Orleans, I believe. I think that's what I had on my notes here as far as next Super Bowl, because this Super Bowl, monster Super Bowl as far as the venue, Las Vegas, you can't get it any better than that. New Orleans, I think they can hang. You know, it's a party in town. I've been to New Orleans. I've been down there for Mardi Gras, and it's a happening place. So I think, and they've hosted the Super Bowl before. Las Vegas, this is their first time, and hopefully they go back there again. So they got to compensate for that time difference. So that's understandable. But I love the Super Bowls when they start right at, they used to start at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, thereabouts in the afternoon, and it was good as far as that goes. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs as far as winning the Super Bowl. And congratulations to a freaking great game, San Francisco 49ers. The big thing on this game is it was the turnovers that made a difference. And the one turnover, there was a fumble, but the most important, if they wouldn't have gone in overtime, maybe if they would have made that one extra point that they missed as far as the 49ers. But well, football's all over with. And so for sports, let's see. Well, before we go to sports, let's go see what happened in this on this day in history as far as that goes. We have... the first public school in the U.S., Boston Latin School, was founded by Benjamin Franklin. He wasn't around in 16. That's a misprint. By Benjamin Franklin, was its most famous dropout. Oh, okay. He attended the school, but the school was founded in 1635. Benjamin Franklin was the most famous dropout. Okay, I understand that now. That's good. Spain recognized Portugal's independence back in 1668. And let's see, going down. An agreement was reached back in 1990. For the two-stage plan to reunite East and West Germany. And over on the AP side, we have in 1965, during the Vietnam War, President Lyndon B. Johnson authorized Operation Rolling Thunder, an extended bombing campaign against the North Vietnamese. And that's credited as bringing the North Vietnamese to the peace table to sort of end the war. In 1980, the 13th Winter Olympics opened in Lake Placid, New York, and that's where the Miracle on Ice happened, where the U.S. won against the then Soviet Union, undefeated or in, you know, big time hockey team of the Soviet Union. And let's see, do we have anything else? In 2000, Charles Schulz final peanut strip ran in Sunday newspaper the day after the cartoonist died in his sleep. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday at his California home at age 77. That was the last time he inked a cartoon for Peanuts. Of course, the comic strip is still going on, which is good. And that's about it. So as getting back to football, football is over with. What do we do for sports? Well, I'm watching, going to be focusing in, I guess, for at least the next month and a half on basketball. The Celtics, they're doing pretty good. As of last Friday, they beat the Wizards 133-129 over the weekend. They played Sunday against the Heat, which they beat the Heat. The Heat had beat them earlier in the week, so they came back and beat them. They're playing tonight. Or no, this is yesterday. No, that was Sunday. Did they play yesterday? And I believe they did not. The Knicks lost to the Rockets. I don't know when the Nets. Oh, the Nets are playing tonight. That's why I haven't seen them. They've been off for a couple of days. They play the Celtics tonight at 7:30. So I'll probably be tuning in on that game. And do the Knicks play tonight? Nope. Knicks don't play. They play probably tomorrow night. Let's see. Tomorrow for the Nets and Celtics. Oh, they got two games. They're playing again tomorrow night at 7:30. So that's going to be interesting. Monday, Tuesday. But where's the Knicks? The Knicks, are they playing? Lakers and Jazz. It's an interesting one. And okay, they're playing the Magic at 7 o'clock tomorrow. So the standings are the Celtics are still in first place with the Cavaliers, who moved really. They're in second place. They're 5.5 games out. And then the Bucks move behind them at 6.5. And the Knicks are at number 4. So they're up there. And the Nets are still sitting at 11. I would like to see them get into the top 10. Over in the Western Division, you got the Timberwolves. A game behind them is Thunder. Game and a half of the Clippers and Nuggets. And then the Pelicans, Suns, Kings, Mavericks. Lakers are number 9. And Warriors, they pop into number 10. I don't think they were there yesterday. So there's some activity in the standings. So between now and, say, March 30th, because that's when we start up football again. You say, football, didn't you just say we got done with football? Well, this is a new football league. It's called the United Football League. The United Football League, the UFL, is a professional American football minor league football organization scheduled to start play on March 30th, 2024. The league was created following a merging of the latest incarnations of the XFL that played last year and the United States Football League, the USFL, that's played the last 2 years. It consists of 8 teams, all of whom were members of either the XFL or USFL prior to the UFL's creation. And most of the teams are just concentrated mainly in the Midwest and Southern United States. And the team, they didn't win last year, but is the St. Louis team. They came out of the USFL. I don't think I had a favorite for the XFL. But this is going to be interesting, and I'm looking forward to it. It's not going to be – it's going to be in between college and NFL-type play, but it's still football. It's none of the players – I've been looking at the rosters because they've had their draft and all that, and none of the play. I'm new to all these players, so that's what makes it so interesting. And I'll see about incorporating that into the audio podcast as well as the live streaming broadcast over there on Twitch. So that's going to be interesting. And with that, I think that's about all we have. And I'm looking at my Samsung tablet, and I forgot to do the world times and temperatures, but We'll do that Thursday when we return here to do the Fireman Rich audio podcast morning coffee. But for now, we're going to go ahead and exit stage left and get our day started. We're coming up on 34 minutes for the audio podcast, which is right on mark as far as that goes. I do get a little long-winded at times to try and keep this under 30 minutes, but we're right at the sweet spot, 30 to 40 minutes for the audio podcast, and that's what I usually say about the music broadcast there on Mixcloud that I will be doing next Tuesday. But we'll be back Thursday for right here on Spotify for Podcasters app to do another audio podcast morning coffee. And but till then, this is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on the Spotify for Podcasters app, and you can find me over there on X/Twitter at Fireman Rich, Truth Social at Fireman Rich, Blue Skies, which incidentally you can just sign up for free now. You don't have to get those invites, but Blue Sky, it's sort of Twitterish, Twitter-like. At Fireman Rich, that's what my handle is over there, and Instagram Threads at Fireman Rich. I'm on the public Facebook, the real Fireman Rich. Somebody took the Fireman Rich. I had to go with the real Fireman Rich because that's who I am, Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters app. You all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. We'll be continuing working towards the weekend. And have a great Tuesday, folks. Until Thursday, you all have a great one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.